पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्यात्मा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो तं सर्वभूतैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया It has been explained Srimad Bhagavatam explained from beginning of Chaitanya Charita. It has been explained. First Krishna Das Goswami heard about all these established truths. The mood of Chaitanya. The mood of Sarup Thamudra Rayaramadha. By Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Krishna. By Sri Raghunath Das Krishna. Sarup Thamudra was the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Puri. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, all prominent associates like Radha Pandi, Sarup Namata, Sikhi Maitri, Madhuri Devi, Sarvam Bhattacharya, all began to disappear. Some of them disappeared. Then Raghunath Das Goswami left Puri and come to Vrindavan to give up his life in Jamuna or falling down from
Jamuna.
But fortunately he had the association of Rupa and Sana. They used to love him like L.P.M. were brother and son. They are trying to be Radha. And here, after Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he was determined what to do. He was left feeling so surprised. And in the meantime, Krishna Das Goswami went to Radha and he had the fortune to have the association of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And having so many things on his remembrance, in his old time, old age, he wrote this Chaitanya. It is really explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. In first and second chapter, he He has done Vandana, Namaskar. What? Namaskar, Vandana, Devi, no? Yes. To his Guru, Shiksha Guru, first of all. The rule and regulation of the Vaishnava culture is to remember first of all the meaning of Diksha Rupa. But he is remembering Mantra Guru or Jato Shiksha Guru. Mantra Guru and Shiksha Guru both. He had not clearly written the Guru of his Diksha, Mantra Guru, but clearly he has written the name of Shiksha Guru. Sri Rup Sanatana Bhattara Dhyana, Sri Gopala Bhattara Dhyana, clearly written. And he had told that the Guru Nishtha is the Pona, is the backbone of Sikhaku Guru. If anyone has known Guru Nishtha, the strong belief in his Guru, and actually his Gurudev is not bona fide Guru, then his faith will shake like pendulum. And he will not advance in Bhakti. He cannot enter in Bhakti Guru. So, a devotee, anyhow he has realized that we should do bhakti of Krishna. He will be fortunate if his Gurudev is so strong and bona fide. The symptom that he has given, that bona fide Gurudev is qualified in all kinds of Vedic Granth, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he can remove all the doubts in any devotee. Secondly, he should have been realized what is Supreme Personality, who is Supreme Personality of God. He should be a realized devotee. Especially, he will be observed always in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very much attached. And always he will be attached in hearing and telling Harikatha of Krishna, of Chaitanya. And thirdly, he should be detached from all worldly desires. If he is so, then he is Guru. Otherwise, he may fall down at any time. That in India's we are seeing this. Very renowned and very prasiddha.
Famous.
Renounced order, sannyasi or fun, so much. Nowadays, especially in ISKCON, about more than 75 or 90 going down. So, anyone is so fortunate to have a very bona fide Guru. So he is doing pranam to all his Guru. Because this is the backbone of bhakti. So we should consider it that. We should, when we are going to do any Guru, we should try to taste something, whether he is actual Guru or not. He can remove or doubt or not. He detached or attached in worldly desires, lust and all this situation. And Guru should also see the devotees. That really they want Krishna Bhakti or not. If they are, he is in doubt, he will wait for some time. And then he will know, oh yes, he wants really Krishna Bhakti from this core of heart. So he should be happy. Otherwise, we are seeing that, oh, he is very wealthy person, very prasiddha, famous person. If I will make anyhow, who can prove this man as a devotee? I can punish him. Then I can gain so many things, so much thing, so much wealth, so much reputation, and so many disciples can come through him. Then this is not process. Then we should try to draw giving to Vishesh. If we see that he has really some interest to have bhakti demands, then we should try to help. If you are giving initiation to those who are not actually like this, but actually they were killed by Krishna himself. But in Krishna there was Vishnu, and by Vishnu he killed all. Not this is the duty of Krishna himself. But who can know this thing? Generally people see that Krishna is killing all. But here Shastra is telling that Krishna has not killed, only Mahavishnu has killed. You will have to have a Vishwas. Well, have trust in this, what he is telling. Then? Now we should understand all these things. We should try. If you are trying to understand all these things, then life of the goal, what is the life of goal? A goal of life. We can easily understand this. And if you are not understanding this, then like bewildered persons, you can be cheated, you will have so many doubts, and he will go here, there. So we should try to know. First, what is the goal of life? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
priest everywhere now. Why? By this he can give that raag bhakti. For what reason he has come? He was so merciful. So merciful. That is why he wants to give this braj prem, to sprinkle that thing. And his own purpose was to test raag, essence of raag. That is Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kirtisho Vati Ashwadho Jenadvat Madharima Kirtisho Vamadiya. Let us do a kirtan and then Krishnadas is here. If not, you can do no harm. Because it is a very great thing. Yes, sir, read. After 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yes, sir, read. All the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty. But love, weakened by the sense of majesty, does not satisfy.
If there is majesty in love, if there is appellance in love, if in that bhakti we know that Krishna is supreme personality of God and God of gods, then our bhakti is somewhat like Krishna will not be so much pleased and he will not be
controlled.
This is the purpose. We should know. Whole world is doing this. But this is not mood of himself, Krishna or Chaitanya. So Krishna Das Goswami is writing. Why he is writing in the beginning? One need to establish what is the highest goal of life, what should be. And if you are not fixing this goal, that what kind of sadhana? Sadhana is not fixed. So he is dead. But again, let's make.
If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love.
But I'm not
subservient to his other control. Nor can it control me.
Yeah. Go on.
Whatever transcendental mellow my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior.
Go on.
In whatever way my devotees surrender unto me, I reward him accordingly. Everyone calls my
more putra, more shakha, more pranapati.
If one cherishes pure love and devotion, think of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great and considering me his equal or inferior, I become supportive.
Only doing by doing chanting name, having no religion.